Blog Talk Radio.
Diva Mary Kay, and you are now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. This is that spiritual feeding. I want to say good morning to the West Coast and good afternoon to the East Coast and to the North and South. You know I got love for y'all. We've been talking about dreams all week, y'all. I'm talking about dreams all week. We talked about how dreams are instructions. Our dreams are warnings. We got dream haters. Sometimes God come and talk to us in our dreams about having an understanding heart. And today we're going to talk about interpreting those dreams. How can we get these dreams interpreted, if that's the word, which I know it's not. A lot of people go to psychics for help to interpret their dream or what they're dreaming or the feelings that they have in order deja vu that they may be having and whatnot. But my question on today is, does the psychic really know your past and your future? Or is the psychic using something common that may be going on with everybody, like death? Everyone experienced death. Like hate and jealousy. everybody experience hate and jealousy. Children, pregnancy, we all go through that. You know, I can tell you, like, you know, you're going to have a baby soon or whatever the case may be, even if you don't have no kids, even if you do have kids, I can tell you that, yeah, I see that you're going to be having a child soon. Really? I mean, even Mary Kay could have told you that, and I'm not a psychic. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not hating on the psychics, and there are some psychics out there that was born with the ability to see things and whatnot. But, you know, my question is, you know, does a psychic really know your past and your future? And I definitely want to get your opinions on that. Call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We're going to get to the scripture for today. And the scripture from today is going to come from Genesis chapter 40, verse 8. And it goes like this. Give God the glory. And they said unto him, we have dreamed a dream, and there is no interpreter of it. And Joseph said unto them, do not interpretation belong to God? Tell me them, I pray you. I like what Joseph said to them. He said, do not interpretation belong to God? Tell me them, I pray to you. And what he was saying was, doesn't that belong to God? Shouldn't God be telling you what the dreams may be? You know, why would you have to go to a psychic? You know, why would you go to a psychic and not go to the Lord and pray on it and wait for God to give you an answer? That's because we all want immediate gratification. We want internet push button things to happen. That's what we want. We want it to happen now instead of being patient. And if you have been patient with something or someone, and, you know, you put it out there, like, look, this is what it is, and the same thing is happening, and, oh, well, keep it moving. Keep it moving, leaving it to God's hands. But I'm so glad it's Friday, y'all. It's TGIF Friday. We've been talking about dreams, and how beautiful would it be for me to play music from the Dream Girls. I love Dream Girls. I'm a big fan of Dream Girls, and I'm going to be playing some music from them today, but I really wanted to talk on this subject, because a lot of times when we go to psychics and get our palms read, God frowns upon that. He frowns upon us going to go see psychics, because, you know, a lot of times, you know, psychics lie. They don't tell the truth. They prey on your emotions, and you know, and they use common things of the earth. They use and abuse humans for their own personal gain. And that's just not cool. You can go to psychic school. Did y'all know that? I'm a researcher, so y'all already know what I'm off right now. But you can go to psychic school. I can go to that and learn the human behavior to prey on your emotions. You know, we can, it's just crazy how things, wow. While I'm speaking of psychics, look, God is so good. I just got a tweet from Lady J Crystals, and it says, experience loveandjoycrystals.com. You will never see the world. You will never see the world around you the same again. I'm pretty sure I'm not. I'm pretty sure I'm not. I'll leave it up to God. And shout out to Fit in My Heart on Twitter. I'm glad your spirit is happy, Diva. Shout out to Future Guru 100. Shout out to Ricky Red. Oh, shout out to everybody. Last night we had a great show. Shout out to Southpaw the Dawn, Domination, Money Mo, Five Alive. Ricky Red. Oh man, it was just a full show last night, and we definitely went in and did hip hop history, man. And I'm definitely praying over all those souls, you know, that tuned in last night. Like, it was so wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I couldn't have got it no better. And shout out to Poochie 7060. I love it when she said, you know, spiritual and awesome Twitter friends. Shout out to Queen Brown Skin. Shout out to Jess Dr. Peace. Shout out to Dr. Tiffany Brown. Shout out to Java Joe MySpace. Shout out to y'all, man. Can a psychic really predict your future? Does a psychic really know your past and your future? And how is it that when we go to God, the only thing that we have to do is pray to God and wait on his blessings? When you go to a psychic, they want money. They want you to pay them. And then on top of that, after you pay them from them reading, from them interpreting and reading for you or whatever the case may be, then they want you to give more money for crystals and stones to protect you. Wow. Shout out to DJ Shaw, man, tuning in and listening to the show right now. And a lot of spiritual feeding. I'm not trying to have a negative look on psychics, but I really don't think that they can predict anything. You know, first of all, if you're going to give me a stone to protect me, how was I being protected all this time before I got to you? Let's think about that. I'm going to get into a story for y'all. I definitely want to give y'all a sample. It's about the lady named Lana. I mean, this girl named Lana. And Lana, she was a young woman who was 17, and she lived next door to my brother and my sister-in-law. She was close to their teenage daughter, Lisa. And, you know, the girls will often spend nights at each other's houses, you know, have little sleepovers and whatnot. That's what teenagers do. And one day my sister-in-law, she told me that after Lisa had stayed the night at Lana's, you know, she came home and she told her that, you know, they had called a psychic network to get a reading of their lives. You know, and I was like, okay, you know, my sister-in-law, you know, she said that she thought it was cool that the girls could do this, that they can call up this psychic hotline. And, you know, I tactfully told her that what the Bible says about divination, about being divided from God's word, by being divided into, you know, what the world has for you. And, you know, after I finished telling her about that, she questioned me. She was like, so, you know, what are we supposed to do when, you know, we are confused about something and we seeking answers? You know, clearly the psychics are able, you know, to accurately tap into our world and give us some answers. You know, it wouldn't be a lot of psychics up and running right now. You know, but my heart sank in when she said that she put her faith into a psychic. The only one thing, you know, I could tell her was to read her Bible and to pray for God for directions, man. You got to pray for God for directions. And how is it that God continue to give you directions for free? He gives it to you for free. We were talking about that the day before yesterday. We were talking about it on Wednesday, that when we're sleeping, God is, and he comes into our dreams. If you keep having a certain dreams or you got a message through a dream, God is giving, our dreams are instructions and they are warnings from our past and for our future. See, we may not get it while we up and about because our minds is like highways. We running 100 miles an hour, 100 miles an hour. God can be standing in front of us like, don't go that way. Don't go to that person's house. Don't do that. I mean, like, let's really think about it, y'all. When we go to sleep at night and we at peace and when we at meditation, why y'all think the pastor and the ministers and the deacons and the deaconess, they go into meditation? They go into a quiet spot. Because you can't hear God if you got all this confusion and frustration going around. You're not going to be able to clearly get it. You ain't going to be able to clearly get the message. If we was in somewhere and we was right by a big speaker with the music bumping and you were trying to tell me something important, I wouldn't be able to hear you because there's too much distraction going on, man. I definitely want to get y'all opinion on the situation. Call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And check in with me on the live chat online at www.blogtalkradio.com/diva Spot ENT. We get in our spiritual feeding on, man. That's what it's about. Before you take the time to go step into the bad side with the psychic, give it to the Lord, because he made, he created, and he dated your time here. It's your girl, Diva Mary K, man. Let's go.
Step into the bad side.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Step into the bad side.
Gonna take a mean ride.
Mean ride.
The smile I had is gone away.
Those that feel are gonna pay.
Step into the bad side.
My friend, change our style, change our tone, make the songs we sing our own.
Step into the bad side. Gonna take the mean ride.
I get you all the breaks you need. In just 2 years, we'll be in the lead. Take it back, it's plain to see. Open your eyes and trust in me.
Step into the bad side.
I was a man who tried to be good.
I was always misunderstood.
Can't play fair, I'll be too meek. You gotta get way down and show your danger street.
Diva Mary K, you're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We chopping it up with that spiritual feeding. We've been talking about dreams all week, and now we talking about today. Like, does the does a psychic really know? Like, interpreting dreams, man. And shout out to the 718. I see you. I'm about to get to you. But we're talking about, you know, we have these dreams and we have these concerns and we go to the psychic. Like, does the psychic really know your past and your future? And a lot of us don't know when we go to these psychics, that's a frown upon God. Face God frowns upon that. So, you know, you stepping into the bad side. I'm loving it because I'm playing a lot of the music from Dreamgirls. That's my favorite movie, but I just thought it was going to be, I just knew it was going to be appropriate for the show. I'm going to go ahead and go to the hotlines to open up the line, 718-413. How you doing?
How you doing, Diva Mary Kay? This is Cashmere. What's up?
Cashmere, how you doing? Welcome to the show, man.
Yeah, welcome. Thank you, thank you. I know, I just wanted to call in. I see you got a spiritual feed and show your boy Future 100. He let me know all the hats on y'all moving and stuff. Congratulations on all y'all success and everything.
Great,
you know,
you.
I appreciate the love y'all been showing me as well. And I'm just calling
to
show love. I just heard what you was talking about and stuff like that. That's deep talking. That's deep talking.
I mean, like, for real, and Cashmere, again, I have to thank you for calling us to the show, and shout out to you and congratulations to you for all your success that you got going on.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. It's all because of God, though. It's all because of the dude you were just talking about, God. Without him, I wouldn't even be as successful as I am today, so, you know.
I mean, God, yeah, you got to give God the glory. How I operate is God first. Family second, career third. I mean, I put God.
Wow. You just like me. I love God more than I love my mom. So that'll tell you how much, you know.
Yes.
So that'll tell you how much I'm in tune with the man upstairs.
And exactly. You hit in so many points. And you write about being, and that's what I say to a lot of my brothers and sisters, because you want to get somebody, especially when you're in a relationship, you want to get somebody that love God more than they love you. Because if they love God more than they love you, then you won't have to worry about the worldly things that's going on, y'all. You know, think about it. I want a husband and a man that loves God more than he loves me. Because when I get my little diva attitude, he's going to be like, you know what, Lord, I love my wife, but I'm going to take her attitude and take her situation to you.
Exactly. And whatever you put in his hands, I guarantee you, I bet my life you won't lose. Either you're going to get what you think in your mind or you're going to get better. You won't get lesser.
And you definitely right there. God will give you abundance. He'll give you an overflow in the blessing. And what you said, like your heart is in tune with the Lord. I love that you said that because we was talking yesterday about Joseph. Matter of fact, it was on Wednesday. We were talking about, King Solomon. It says King Solomon asked for a descendant heart to judge his people and so that he would be able to distinguish between right and wrong. Solomon was humble and his heart was pure. And because he desired for his people what God desired, God told him, in addition to what you asked for, I will also give you what you didn't ask for. That's fly, man. If your heart is in tune in with God, let me tell y'all something. If y'all love God and your heart is in tune in with God and what you ask for and if you want for your family, for yourself, for your community, what God desires, not only is he going to give you what you ask for, he's going to give you what you didn't ask for. it's just so great to wake up and be inspired. And I say this every morning. I wake up and I smile that crusty smile with the Lord. I'll be so thankful. And, you know, the show rocks 6 days a week, and it's four different shows. But the spiritual feeding has actually been rocking for 3 weeks now. And before I started doing it, I said something is missing. And I went back to my core, like, okay, God first, family second, career third. God needs to be on the shows. And he gave me this savvy thing called spiritual feeding. And I love it. I scheduled it. I'm over here in Seattle, Washington. So I scheduled it.
Right.
I actually just moved from Jersey over here in October.
It's crazy.
So,
I'm in Seattle right now.
Oh, that is fantastic. Wow, what you doing over here, Cashmere?
I mean, I be everywhere, so you already know my lingo. I be everywhere.
It's definitely your time, man. When I seen that video, first of all, the Father God, just keep continuing to cover the brother with the blood. Keep continuing to use him as a tool in your will. His stage performance is crazy.
Thank you,
Lord. I was just so drawn there because I'm for the kids. I'm for everybody.
Uh-huh.
But my heart is always with the kids. And
I love how the future. They everything. They going to be here when we ain't here. So you got to give it up for the kids first and foremost, man, like forever. Like, that's my thing, is to can make this money, like, with my business and my company, and to take care of kids. At the end of the day, I ain't going to be doing what I'm doing forever. And God bless you with the insight, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding to you know, to make a lot of money in a lot of areas. So, you know, like, I want to get back. And if I'm going to get back to anybody or anything, I'd rather get back to the kids. Because they're going to be, you know what I mean, making this world a better place when I'm in a body. Drifting off, going into another body, so for say or whatever. So I'm all for the kids. You can see in this My Time video.
Yes.
You know, there's a bunch of kids around. That's in my hood. That's in Brooklyn, East New York. I shot it there. And, you know, it's a good look to see kids excited about me like that and happy to be around me and recognize everything that I'm doing for the community as well.
I can hear the joy in your heart, especially when you talk about the children. The children are very important, and that's what I do. Last night, shout out to Feed the Wolves movement. We got Feed the Wolves Diva Edition. Yeah, Bang 'em Smurf. We got Feed the Wolves Diva Edition on Thursdays, y'all, where we do hip-hop history. And when I would say I was blowing minds with the music that I was playing last night, and also I gave, you know, the bio of hip-hop history. I want to teach my youth the meat and potatoes of things. I mean, so many times they get these side dishes. No, we need meat for these kids. And, you know, a lot of times it's hard for us to get the kids. It's hard for us to get the kids to stay committed to anything because they see all the videos, they see the cars, the clash, and all the best, they just learn
the ways of life. So you got to keep them focused. They need, the most important part to a kid is their mother and father. That's where it stems from. That's where it begins. So, you know, you got to let them know that what's on TV, that's just a 3-minute video out of a lifetime. You feel what I'm saying? So you got to keep them focused and keep their mind sharp, man, and put them in the Bible. The Bible is a hell of a book, and there's a lot of other hell of a books that's out there that they can get in tune with that'll sharpen their mind and teach others right from wrong, bad from good. So that's the main course with Cashmere, you know.
I know it's definitely the spiritual feeding each and every day. It's about, because a lot of us got these little weak Flavor Flav, skinny little spirits running around here. I got a big voluptuous Monique Precious spirit. What? My spirit is full. Like, my spirit is heavy in a good way, but I'm encouraging at each and every show, I say this, you know, for the mothers, single fathers, families that's together, that's even better. Make it your business. It's Friday. Go to Barnes & Noble. Barnes & Noble is sexy, y'all. And it's nice. It's calm and it's relaxing. They got those big leather chairs in there. It's quiet, but I have a women's Bible. It's a yearly Bible. It's 5 days a week. It gives me a scripture. It gives me a short story. It gives me an application, and it gives me a prayer. I learn how to pray through this Bible. But go to Barnes & Noble. Instead of going to buy them $80 sneakers for them kids, take them. Go to Barnes & Noble and let them pick. Let them look through all, like, chicken noodle soup, stuff like that. Let them get spiritual feeding because they took it out the school. So why did you take the spiritual feeding out the home? See, I'm not trying to get on you parents. I love y'all, because if I'm pointing one finger at you, it's three fingers pointing back at me.
Yeah, at you,
Just because they took it out the school don't mean you take it out the home. That's not cool.
Yeah.
You know, we got to put God first, but go to Barnes & Noble. Everybody needs, and I encourage everyone to get a a yearly, a daily Bible. It gives you something to do. You write down and you talk to the Lord. Because my story, you know, just a short briefing of it, I had this women's Bible for over 5 years now. I didn't apply this women's Bible until I ended up in the shelter with me and my 6-year-old son at the time. I had two big bags, one bag for him and one bag for me in his woman's Bible. And that's all I had. I still had a house full of stuff. The landlord didn't pay the bills or whatever. The water got cut off. The house went into foreclosure. But I had to take that loss because I was idolizing the things of the world, y'all. You got to get this. You got to get this. You can't worship your hair done, nails done, everything done. Don't be worshiping them 20s. Don't worship them
20s. Yeah.
How you think the 20s
will be gone before you know it.
Just like God gave it, he would take it away. That's just like me saying, you know what, Cash, me, I got this job interview. We close, we cool. I need you to watch my little man, Makai. You like, well, Ebony Diva, no problem. I got you. This is on Monday.
Yeah.
But then come, I tell you the interview is on Thursday. Come Wednesday, I go ask Future Guru 100. I'll be like, Future Guru 100, could you watch Makai? Because I got this interview. Y'all link up somewhere before the interview, and you be like, yeah, I'm going to be watching Makai. And Future Guru 100, like, what you talking about? I'm going to be watching him. Kashmir is going to feel offended because he's going to feel like I didn't trust him. I didn't put my trust in him. And he was willingly wholeheartedly.
Communication goes a long way.
Yes. Don't take it from God, man.
Yeah.
It's that going down. I love the fact, and it's even a blessing. Look what God is doing. Kashmir called into the show. And even though he's an impeccable artist, and he really is into his music. He's very versatile. He loves the Lord, y'all.
I love the Lord more than I love my music. My music is the tool, just the tool that I've been blessed with from the Lord. So how can I love my music more than I love the Lord? And he blessed me with this to be able to do the type of music I'm doing and to do the type of things I'm doing. I got a fatherhood foundation that take care that helps fathers and kids, fathers that's having a hard time taking care of their kids and their kids, in the kids of the fathers. We throw every once a year and have kids come out, perform, open up for me to perform 11 acts, open up to perform before I perform and shut the park down. It's in Brooklyn, Tompkins Park. Once a year, every Father's Day, and I just try to help the community. I try to do the best I can and do what I got. I'm not rich. I'm not, you know what I mean? I'm not wealthy or whatever, even though I'm on my way to, thank God, with that, you know what I mean? But I just try to do what I got to do to help and stay sharp and stay humble, because before this, you know, I was out in the streets dealing drugs and doing this and doing that. I've been shot. I've been locked up for almost a year. Facing 5 to 7 years, you know what I mean? And, you know, he took, even when I came back home, I made more money hustling than I ever did, probably like in my life in like 3 months, 4 months. But he took all that away from me. And when he took all that away from me, I had to realize that, you know, it's a higher power here that's controlling this thing. You feel me? You gotta stop being stupid. So, and ever since I did that, man, look, I'm flying high. I've been to Japan, Indonesia, Singapore. I'm about to be in Africa performing in April. You know what I mean? I got an album coming out. I got 3 meetings with major record labels next week. You know what I mean? Big shouts to Eric Beasley, Shady Records, and Universal. I'm just working, man, and all this is the blessings of God. This is when you follow his path and not yours, because his path is way greater than the one you got in your head. So.
You better tell him about it. You better tell him. A lot of us, we get a great start, but we have a poor finish. And a lot of y'all, you know, we give up. Yeah, we give up. We're chasing the Lord. Let me tell you something. I'm 28 years old. God been chasing me for 28 years. It's my time to chase him. It's my time to chase him. Do not despise the chastening of the Lord, y'all. Because a lot of people think when you worship God, you give your life over to God, life dies and you get boring. Let's think about it. Let's think about the benefits of the stuff that you get when you start loving God and giving, surrendering. You ain't got to smoke crack no more. You ain't got to get high no more. You ain't got to trick no more. You ain't got to rob no more. You ain't got to steal no more. No more depression, no more anger. What?
Yeah.
You ain't got to be sad no more. You ain't got to worry about no cheating woman, no cheating man, no baby mama, no baby father, no child support, no more.
Yeah.
Show.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You got to worry about being
homeless.
You're
right.
Well,
you're right.
You know,
you're right.
The benefit package of God is looking real good.
Yeah, man. There's nothing like them, man. There's nothing like them. I'm being real. That's why when I seen, you know, Future Girl 100, he hit me, and I seen, and I said, spiritual feeding. So I call ASAP, you know what I mean? I'm all about this. You know, as much as I'm about my hood and about them things, like, I had to grow out of those things, and I'm happy
yeah.
that I got a chance to grow out of those things, because a lot of people don't make it. A lot of people mm-hmm. is in a pine box, God bless the dead, under dirt. You feel what I'm saying? If you mm-hmm. want me to get real specific and stuff like
mm-hmm.
that. So it's just a, I'm telling y'all, man, I was telling my sister's brother yesterday, you know, he's going through some things. You know what I mean? He's going through some things. And it's like you got to give yourself to God. You got to give yourself to God. You got to, man. He created you. So why wouldn't he take care of you? Why would he tell you not to worry? Like, ever since I never read the Bible until I got locked up. You know what I mean? And when I was locked up, facing 5 to 7, I read the Bible. And after I finished reading the Bible, I accepted being locked up.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this is where I belong.
Mm-hmm. God planted, wherever God plants you at is for you to grow. A lot of us, you know, we only call on God, you know, and start getting closer. It had to take, like, it had to take for Cashmere to get locked up. It had to take for me to be homeless in a woman's shelter. It had to take for you, God has to bring you down, you know, and it's sad sometimes that God has to bring us down to despair, to the deepest, darkest hole that we never seen before for us to really give ourselves to help. But if you, you know, because I say this a lot of times, if you're going through a lot of trials and tribulations, sometimes God sends trouble your way to move you to high lands.
Mm-hmm.
It's important for you to get this. Because now
mm-hmm.
I'm a humble woman on high lands. See, I ain't get over here in Seattle and just became a new nigga and got brand new. I remember where I came from, okay? I remember those red-infested, roach-infested, rat-infested apartments. I remember kicking out $900 to a landlord that wasn't paying the mortgage nor the water. I remember having to go all the way, walk almost a mile to go down to the gas station to get water for that day. So my little niece, she was just born, and make sure I bought her water so she can be able to have good water.
So you the real deal. That's what you're saying. You are the real deal.
I know that. And a lot of times we, like, even with us, with your music, you traveling, you making, you know, moves, you getting a name. Me as well with the show, with my CNA, with my Mary Kay. Listen, y'all, if you have a position, use your position for something. Because just like he do the Father's Day in the park or whatever, we definitely going to be promoting that. That's a given. And I do the back-to-school blowout for the kids in Jersey. You know, if you got a position, use it for good. Use it for good.
Man.
And understand your purpose is different from Diva Mary Kay's and Cashmere's.
Exactly.
You may not be, we can inspire you, but you not us, and we not you.
True. You probably got something greater in store than us. Everybody got their path, and whatever path you on, that's where you're supposed to be at. But you got to get in tune with God in order to know the path. But you're not going to know the path. You know, I know a lot of people that's not living. You know what I mean? I got a saying, like, if you're living without a purpose, you barely living.
Huh.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, you just...
A lot of people don't even know their purpose. They don't know how to get to know their purpose. A lot of people is out there beating the pain. Oh, I'm going to get this money. They're going to see me. I'm going to shine. It may not be your purpose that God has for you. You may not be the one that to be rich financially. You may be rich spiritually and peace within yourself. Knock it off, man. I mean, I'm going to keep it real. I love y'all. And I love it because I got to show it. And I kind of make spiritual feeding fun because, you know, when I was in church, I was like, thou shalt die Oh, Father, I couldn't get it. I had to find something to not dummy it down for me, but I had to find something to relate to me. Now that I have my women's Bible, I understand a lot more, especially with these dreams. These dreams, y'all, we've been talking about dreams all week. That's what I usually do, Cashmere. I pick a topic at the beginning of the week, and we talk about it all through the
dreams
week.
Dreams are very important.
Yes, dreams are very important. Dreams are instructions and a warnings from God. We all need to get us a dream journal. I encourage you on today to get a dream journal, and I'm going to tell you what you do with it. Well, you can get a notebook. It ain't got to be fancy. You can dial it up. I went to the 99-cent store because I'm such a Pisces. I can't help it. And I decorated my little notebook because it's mine, my dream journal. And when write down each day one of the dreams that you have for your life, right? After you do that, when you wake up in the morning, after you smile that crusty smile with the Lord, instantly write down what you dreamed about last night, what you can remember. Because if you don't do that, once you get up to wash your face and brush your teeth, you're going to forget. It's the message. Yeah. Write it down. When you're going throughout your day, if you daydream or if you get deja vu, make sure you write it down. Keep your notebook with you. By the end of the week, by the end of the month, by the end of the year, you're going to get something out of it. But I encourage by the every day after you write it, read over it. Because there's something in there that's one day it's going to go, that's what it was.
Yeah.
See, God is the connect. He is the purest form. He's the connect. He's the hookup. He's trying to hook you up with some information. But if you don't write it down, we as humans, we living on earth. Understand this, y'all. We are residents of heaven. We just live on earth. This is not our permanent place. But God is sending instructions through our dreams.
Mm-hmm.
He's sending instructions through our dreams. And if, you know, and the reason why he sent it, I know some people, God just moved on me. Somebody just said, well, why would he send it through my dreams? Okay. I'm going to tell you, honey. This is why he's doing it. Because when we up and about, and we running around, our minds is like highways. It's like New York, Los Angeles, Seattle, and Jersey Highway all together. And it's so much stuff. I got to get up. I got to call this person. I got to speak to my producer. I got to get my kids. I got to wash the clothes. I got to do the laundry. Blah, blah, blah. You're sidetracked. You're distracted. God could be standing in front of you with a red and yellow flag waving like, look. Don't go that way, but you can't see it because your mind is distracted. Mm-hmm. But he comes to talk to us at our most peaceful time. Y'all, let's think about this. Why y'all think ministers and pastors and deacons and deaconess, they go to a quiet place, they go into their office to meditate with the Lord? They got to get quiet. And how wonderful is that? Not only is God sending us instructions and warnings through our dreams, when we sleeping at night, that's the most vulnerable state that we in. That's the closest to death that we are. God came in the midnight hour, still protected you with the blood, and gave you instructions while you were sleeping. And I asked y'all, again, back to the topic of the show, does the psychic really know your past and your future? I mean, I ain't got nothing against the psychics, but God frowns upon that because a lot of psychics, they use, you know, your emotions and stuff to gain money.
Yeah.
Because I can say, like, oh, Cashmere, I see you're going to have some children in the future. I don't know. And then this is what they say, I see a child, I don't know if it's a boy or a girl, or I see somebody you lost protecting you or whatever. Duh, that happens every time.
Yeah. Yeah, but some of them is actually true, too. You know what I mean? I don't discriminate any of it, you know what I mean? But like you said, God does frown upon it and doesn't conduct that type of thing, you know? So it is what it is, man.
I'm so thankful and just blessed that you came on the show today. You guys, you're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We're getting our spiritual feeding on because we don't want you to have no skinny Paris Hilton spirits. We want you to have some big old Dougie Fresh spirits, man. It's all about that spiritual feeding. Call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And check in with me on the live chat at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. I've been playing music from Dreamgirls Cashmere. I just love Dreamgirls.
Yeah, I heard the last record.
Stepping to the bad side. But I got another one for y'all, and it's called Jimmy Got Soul. It's your girl Diva Mary K, man. Let's go.
Never meant to make you cry. You were the only one I've ever loved in my life. And though it's hard for me to show it, I've got to let you know it. 'Cause darling, I love you more each day. But the words got in my way. Never said goodbye. I love you. I love you. But I meant you no harm. I never, never meant to make you cry. You are the only one I'll ever love in my life.
Hold it, hold it, hold it. Can't do it. I can't do it no more. I can't sing no more sad songs. One, two, three, hit me, bop, bop, bop it out of be bop, 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 yeah, bass man, come on up, one, two, three, hit me, sound good, yeah, saxophone on the floor, one, two, three, hit it.
Radio ENT. Shout out to Eddie Murphy with Jimmy Got Soul. Do you got soul? Do your spirit really got soul? Oh my God, we getting our spiritual feeding on, and we definitely going to have a good time on today, man. It's definitely about, you know, feeding your spirit. And, you know, and I like what, shout out to Cashmere for calling in. And shout out to Future Group 100 promoting the show, doing this thing, working hard, staying on top of his grind, as he usually do each and every day. But, you know, I love that. That was my cut right there. Jimmy got sold. And it tickles me so bad. I love the movie. But, you know, my question on today, you guys, is, you know, on a serious note, does the psychic really know your past and your future? And that's real. And for those who are just tuning in, you're now live on Diva Spot Radio, ENT. We getting our spiritual feeding on, and we need to interpret our dreams. And a lot of times when we have dreams or when stuff going on in our life or when we have deja vu or, you know, we want to know what's going on with our mates or we want to know what's going on with our kids, we want to know our future. We want to know our future, but we would go to a psychic to get that instant gratification rather than waiting on the Lord. We got to take all our cares and our concerns to the Lord. The Lord has all the answers. He is the author of your book, man. He is the author. He is the illustrator. He wrote it. He knows exactly what is there for you. He knows what's going to happen in the past, and he knows what's going to happen in the future. But you have to continue to let him. You have to let God in. See, you know, and God frowns upon you going to a psychic, and because, you know, he created you. Why would you go to a psychic and you can come to me? You know, why didn't you ask me that question? That's just like your child, because we are God's children. That's just like your child going to another parent and asking them for help with homework or telling them something personal, some personal business. And you're going to be looking like, well, why you ain't come to me and tell me that? You know, and the thing about it is, you know, you may feel like you're going to ask them, did you not feel comfortable with coming to me and talking to me about your situation and the stuff that's going on with you in your life? And that's what God feels too. Do you not feel comfortable with coming to me and telling me what's going on? Why didn't you open up to me? I'm here for you. I'm always going to be here for you. This my love that I gave my only begotten son for you, man. Y'all got to move on to a higher power. You got to tap into what God has for you, because he's definitely going to bless you. He definitely wants you to be happy. God is so good. He continues to work every day. And I'm not going to take from some of the psychics that do have a psychic ability to see the future. And some of them, you know, it's a gift and it's a curse. You know, some psychics wish they never had that power, you know, to see things like that. It's disturbing to a certain degree, and some of them are afraid, you know, but it's a lot of them out there that's just out for personal gain. God should be the source of everything in your life, the source of things unseen and unknown. That's his job. Ain't no need for you to try to be Jesus Jr. Stop trying to be Jesus Jr., y'all. There's only one Jesus. There's only one Messiah. You're not the Messiah. But, you know, when we interfere with God's will over our life, then we won't get the victory. You won't get the blessing that God has for you. And what you put into it is what you're going to get out of it. So if you only put 10% into it, or let's say 5% into it, you're only going to get 5%. God only asks you for 10% of your time, 10% of 24 hours is 2 hours and 40 minutes each and every day. All you got to do is give God 2 hours and 40 minutes of your day wholeheartedly. I'm not just saying, you know, just walk around for 2 hours and 40 minutes and say, I love God, I worship God, God is what's up. Come on now, y'all. Y'all can do that. God has definitely been an inspiration in my life, and I love him. I swear I do. God reveals things to me when people try to hide them. You know, when the people in the world try to hide they demons and they downfalls, God always reveals them to me, always, because I put him first. You got to put God first. I want to definitely hear what God has done over your life. Call it at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. It's Diva Mary Kay. We now getting our spiritual feeding on. We're going to go on to some more music. And I want to dedicate this song to the Lord, because the Lord put this song on my heart. And, you know, and I was feeling some type of way about this person when I heard this song. But I know that this song belongs to the Lord. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, man. Check it out.
Love.
Father God, thank you for another day. You're the perfect man for me. I love you. I do. That was Jennifer Hudson. I love you. I do. Coming off the Dreamgirls soundtrack. I mean, I just love it. I love it. Making an investment into good music is such a good thing. And, you know, all the ladies out there, you got your man, and, you know, he's a perfect man for you. He's full of confidence, and he doing all he can and making your dreams come true. That's fine. That's all and well. But your heart should always belong to the Lord. Always belong to the Lord, because there's always a flaw in us, men and women. And, you know, people will let you down. People will hurt your feelings. You know, what you thought was is not. You know, what was done in the dark always come to the light. But always keep your heart set on the Lord. Always keep your heart set on the Lord, and I promise you, you won't have to worry about when you do get that disappointing news, or when you do realize a couple of things that's been going on. You know, it won't affect you so much. It won't affect you so much. You're going to feel some type of way. Yeah, it's going to hurt. But how wonderful is it that we have a man, and not even just a man, a person of God that heals all things. You know, you can call your girlfriend up, you can call your homie up, let me tell you what she did, let me tell you what he did, this and that, and so forth. I'm so tired of him or her, and so forth going on, but God can take care of that. He heals the heart. He always does. You don't have to go to a psychic to get that information. You go to the Lord. Because rather than not, you went to the psychic or not, God is still going to reveal it onto you anyway. You have the victory in him. He is the source. He is the inside connect. He is the, the informant. God will reveal it to you, but if your heart is not in tune, he's not going to be able to do it. You got to let God drive your car. Get in the passenger seat and let God drive the car for you. God is so good. I mean, he has been so magnificent. And we're talking about dreams on the day. For those who just tuned in, welcome to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. We're getting our spiritual feeding on. How good is God, man? We definitely talking about the interpretation of the things that happen in our lives. Everything happened for a reason. If you got a divorce, it happened for a reason. If you broke up with your mate, it happened for a reason. If you're homeless, it happened for a reason. If you're on top of traveling the world like Cashmere, it happened for a reason. If you got your own radio show, yeah, like Diva Mary Kay, it happened for a reason. If your album is dropping, it happened for a reason. If you just dropped a baby, it happened for a reason. Shout out to Alex. She just had a beautiful baby girl the day before yesterday. Shout out to her, man. I'm definitely going to go and visit her and the baby today now that I'm feeling better. But, you know, God sometimes, you know, has spoken through dreams. And we have to understand that the scripture always reveals the dreams and can be the scripture always says, and when it says the dreams are revealed, they can be instructive to you. They can also be inspirational. They can also be confirmance and stuff. See, these are dreams. They confirming, they inspirational, they instructional. They can be telling you something. God can always use your dreams to warn you of things, you know, that are wrong in our lives and prepare us for the future. You got to let God drive your car, man. Jacob was given, you know, specific instructions by God, you know, in a dream about how to negotiate with his father-in-law, Laban. He was given instructions, you know, through a dream how to negotiate with his father-in-law, Laban. And on top of that, God visited Laban in his dream and told him not to harm Jacob. Laban was going to harm Jacob. You know, God came through into both of their dreams. He gave Jacob instructions how to negotiate with Laban, and he told Laban not to harm Jacob. God is so good. Let's talk about Joseph. With Joseph, God showed him who he will become. His brothers rose against him. Joseph was very naive. He was naive and he was mature. He didn't realize that, you know, there was some things revealed in his dream that he should have kept to himself. But there was a part of the learning process he needed. So you know, basically so that he would be wise in the future. And God didn't go tell him to go tell his brothers and them that, you know, he had a dream that, you know, he was going to be a king, but he was so joyful and so happy with what God revealed to him, he went and ran and told him. And when he told his brothers despised him. They even had plotted to kill him. Like, yo, we going to get him. But instead, they sold their little brother off into slavery. Our dreams, you know, there's so much interpretation into the dreams. Shout out to the 732 Live in the building. But we're talking about the dreams. We've been talking about dreams all weekend. You have tuned in before. And we're talking about, you know, interpreting the dreams. A lot of people go to psychics to get their dreams and want to know about what's the future with their mates and why all this stuff is happening to me. But God frowns upon psychics. I don't have anything against psychics. Some psychics do have true abilities. Some don't. Like Miss Cleo, call me now. Miss Cleo was banking. I'm talking about banking. She was banking off that money because, you know, a lot of them, even the ones in Atlantic City, they play off your emotions. They can tell you, oh, I see you having a baby in the future. I don't know if it's a boy or a girl, or, you know, I see somebody that passed, somebody is protecting you. Did your grandmother pass? Did this pass? Did that pass? They ask you questions. See, they train to, I can go to psychic school. They train to, and they learn to pump you for information to tap in to a general topic. Like everybody has experienced birth, whether you're pregnant or you had a child or you got children coming, death. Guaranteed things, wealth, despair. This stuff is guaranteed. But a lot of times we want that instant gratification. We want that internet click answer. We want to get it right then and there. We want to know, but God frowns upon that. You should be taking all your cares and concerns to the Lord. Not to a psychic. because the psyche didn't give you life. The psyche didn't give you, you know, breath to breathe. The psyche didn't give you your purpose over life. You got to understand this, y'all. God is so good that, and even with me talking about Jacob. Jacob and his father-in-law Laban, me talking about them, he came to them in both of their dreams. He told Laban not to harm Jacob, and he sent instructions to Jacob how to negotiate with his father-in-law, even down to Joseph. Joseph was so happy that God, he sent him a dream that he was going to be a king, and his brothers despised him, like, you know what, we got to get rid of this one. Y'all got to let God drive your car. Let God drive your Cadillac. I've been playing music from Dreamgirls because I love Dreamgirls, and it's so appropriate at the end of the week that I play music from the Dreamgirls soundtrack, and I just love it. And I love the song Cadillac Car. It's your girl Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. I want to hear y'all opinion on this whole psychic situation. And I also want to hear the blessing that God has blessed over you. When we come back from the music, we're going to take some calls. And then after that, we're going to start calling people because y'all know what time it is. It's Power Hour of Praise. This is where we call people up out of the blue and we just pray over them. And if you got somebody that you want to get caught up, that you want us to call and pray over them, or if you just want to be prayed over, that's fine. Call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button so you can be in the call queue and you know, and to let us know that you want to come on live on the air to talk to us. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. I got me a Cadillac car.
I'm a star. I'm on the moon. I'm getting on. I'm breaking out.
Back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. That was Cadillac Car from Dream Girls. I love Dream Girls, and I really like how the first song, when it was upbeat, that they made, and then their song actually got stolen, and it was made in a different version by a white artist. or white artists, but it's all good. But it's crazy how people can just take your dreams. If you don't protect your dreams, then that's why, you know, Joseph, you know, he shouldn't really have went and ran and told his brothers about the dream that he had from God. And you're going to get some dream haters. Y'all going to get some people who hate on your dreams out there. Be clear. People are going to hate on your dreams. But you don't share the blueprint of your dreams with everybody. You don't share the blueprint of your dreams with everybody. You let your life be the example, man. It's Power of Praise Hour. We're about to call some people up. So what I'm going to do is play another track and get some people on the line. Jimmy got soul. That song. Let's see. Bear with me, y'all. I really don't want to have y'all on dead air. So if you hear me rambling on, it's because I am putting in a number and I'm calling people up today and praying over them. And I know who I'm going to call right now. I'm going to call Jazzy. I'm calling Jazzy and to pray over him. Jazzy from Jazzy Management, y'all. He is definitely a blessing, and he definitely keeps God first. So we definitely want to call and pray over him this morning. Well, yeah, this morning on the West Coast and afternoon on the East Coast. So let's see if we can get him up on the line.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Please leave your name and number at the tone, and I'll call you back at my earliest convenience. Please be patient. I will call you back at my earliest convenience. Thank you, and have a blessed day.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Jazzy, it's Diva Mary Kay. I'm calling you live from the show, Spiritual Feeding. It's about 48 minutes left in the show, but this is the second part of the hour of the show where I just call out to people to pray over them. And I'm sorry that I got your answering machine, but I'll still pray over you. Father God, we just ask that you bless Jazzy on today. Cover him with the blood, cover any situation, and no weapon formed against him shall not prosper, shall not work. Father God, continue to use this man as a tool to do your will and your will only. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Jazzy, if you get some time with the next 47 minutes, give me a call back up. I would definitely love to pray with you live on the air. Bye, Jazzy. That's definitely what's up. We're going to call some more people. I got me a Cadillac. Look at me, mister. I'm star. We gonna call Brick City, y'all. Shout out to Brick City. Tuning in live in the building. And everybody else tuning in around the world, I appreciate you so much. I'm so glad it's Friday. I had such a good day yesterday, a good night. I'm just full of energy right now. And as soon as I get off the show, I'm going to go get my nails done. It's going to be a diva day for me. Definitely a diva day to me. So let's call Jess.
Hello?
Jess, what's going on? It's Ebony. How you doing?
Ebony who?
Ebony Diva Mary Kay.
Ebony, what's up? You call me from another number, far.
I'm calling you live from the show. This is Spiritual Feeding, and this is what I do on the second hour of the show. It's Power Hour of Praise, and I just call people up out of the blue to pray over them. Can I pray over you today, Justin?
Yeah, great. You could.
God. Father God, we thank you for today, yesterday, and tomorrow, Lord. Father God, I ask that you to cover Justin and his child with the blood, Lord. Continue to work things out for him. Father God, walk in front of him. Walk in front of him and give him favor over every situation today, Lord. Any dreams and aspirations that he's been working on, Lord, give him favor, Lord, to help speed up the process and open up his heart, Lord. Let him remove whatever is blocking him from you, Lord, right now, today, where he can just give himself and be committed to your will. Father God, we thank you for justice. We thank you so much for him because he is a blessing in our lives, in his lives, and everybody else. He just don't know that he is so inspiring to people. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Huh?
Can you hear me, Justin?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Great.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm just glad. You're welcome. Do you have anybody that you want to pray over today or you want to give some shout-outs?
No, not really. I give a shout out to my sub, my family, you know, my friends, you know, that's it, really. I don't really mess with a lot of people outside my circle, but, you know, shout out to you, too, and your online radio station.
Oh, well, thank you very, very much. This is what it's about. You know, even though we ain't got the same blood, we still is family. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. ENT, we getting it in with Dream Girls music from the soundtrack today. Y'all call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521 and feed your spirit because it's looking real skinny right now.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What about what I need? Curtis says it's the best thing for the group. What about what's best for me? He feels that dreams can cross over. What about how I feel? But when we're famous, I'll write great things for you. Effie, do it for me. What about me? What about me? It's more than you, it is more than me, no matter what we are a family.
I gotta figure out, get the balance.
This dream is for all of us, this one can be real. And you can't stop us now because of how you feel. It's more than you. It is more than me. Whatever dreams we have, they're for the family. We're not alone anymore. Now there are and that dream's big enough for all of us to share. So don't think you're going, you're not going anywhere. You're staying and taking your share. And if you get afraid,
we are a family.
Welcome back, welcome back. Y'all, it's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. We are getting our spiritual feeding on because God is so good today. And, you know, if you're having any problems or any situations going on in your life, you know, instead of going to a psychic, you know, take it to the Lord first and wait on him because he is available. Shout out to Bengal Smurf. You know, we definitely want to pray over him on today. So I'm going to see if I can get Bengal Smurf on the line. Let me see. Bear with me, y'all. Y'all know I do not like dead air on the show. So, again, if you hear me rambling, I'm going to do something about that. I'm going to start playing some music in the background for you guys. I don't like dead air. Or maybe I can sing a song. Maybe Jimmy Early can teach me a song. OMG, shout out to my sister, man. I'm going to call my sister after I call Bingham. And Bingham is over in Trinidad. Let's see if we can call him from the show, see if the show will let us do it. But I'm going to call my sister after I call Bingham because I love her. That's my sister. That's my baby. Let me try this again. It wouldn't make sense if I dial it right now. Oh, that's what I forgot to tell you guys on today. Diva Spot ENT TV is coming very, 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 very soon. So look out for it because it's coming, and we're going to start doing Diva Spot TV where you can watch me on your computers and on your laptops, and we can get it in. I think I'm going to do it for the women because we got a lot of great stuff going on and a lot of great topics for my divas out there. My divas, I'm standing with y'all. I'm with y'all. Y'all ain't the only one that's going through. You're not alone. So we definitely going to do something with Diva Spot ENT TV. God is so good. Me just saying it just brings me goosebumps, man. I'm just so thankful that God is available. Call my sister up.
Hello?
Kima.
Yeah?
I love you.
I love you too.
Do you know how much you mean to me?
I think so.
Yo, everybody that's tuning in, this is my sister, Nakima. I love her so much. She is the other side of the diva, and I just have to call her up and express how much I love her and how much I thank her for supporting me through all my good and my bad times. She is a real friend to me, you guys. She stayed close to me like a sister or a brother. She's my intercessor when trouble comes around. She picks me up when I'm down. She tells me the truth about myself. You know, she hurt me with the truth. She don't hold, she little, but she don't hold no grudges, y'all. And you know, she's in the army. She's a little tough cookie, but I have to call you up and pray over you today because you know what time it is. It's power of praise time, and I just want to pray over you today. You got a couple of minutes because I'm about to get it in on you, girl.
Yeah.
Father God, I come to you humble, Lord, and I thank you for my sister, not only my blood sister, but my sister in Christ, Lord. I thank you for continuing to bless her and make her a part of my life and letting her and giving her a strong will to beat the odds, Lord. Father God, continue to bless my sister with grace and mercy. Bless her marriage. Bless my little niece, my little diva, Saya. Is Saya around?
Mm-hmm. She's right here. Hold on.
Let me speak to her. Saya. Saya Paya. You ain't no diva, Sia.
Say something.
She don't want to talk on today. You say Waka Flocka?
Waka Flocka.
I can fuck it.
I knew you would say that. I love you, Sia. Father God, I pray over my niece, over my sister, over my brother-in-law, over them, Lord, that you continue to cover them with the blood, Lord. Give them favor, Lord, in everything that they do on today, Lord. Father God, keep continuing to bless them, Lord. Give them peace, Lord. And when the devil try to attack them, Lord, let me or somebody else or your will just be the intercessor, Lord. Keep them with their hearts and their minds on you in everything that they do. Every morning that they wake up, Lord, let them smile that crusty smile with you, Lord. Father God, you are so good. You are so merciful. You are so magnified. We magnify your name. You deserve the praise. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
Sia, say amen.
Say amen.
All right, we ain't going to mess with the little diva. You know, she little bully. Future Guru 100 call her little bully, a.k.a. little bully. So we going to leave a little bully alone, okay?
Hi.
I love you.
I love you too, Matt.
Bye. God is so good on today, y'all. Y'all have to call up y'all family and encourage them on today. It's so important. You got to call them up and encourage them on today. Don't just leave them hanging, y'all. Encourage them. Encourage them. Let them know that you love them. Let them know I care. I'm here. I'm here because I love you. You mean so much to me. It's so important. It's so magnified. It's so great. My Aunt Sarah, definitely got to call her up right now. Aunt Sarah is the mother of the family. After my grandmother passed, she has been holding all of us together, and I'm calling her now, and I hope she's having a good day, but I want to call her right now.
Hello?
Can I see Don Sarah?
Hello?
Hey, Auntie, it's Ebony. How you doing?
Okay, and you?
I'm fine. I'm calling you live from my radio show, Auntie, and I do a show each and every day called Spiritual Feeding. And on the second hour of my show, I call it Power Hour of Praise, where I call out to family and friends, and I pray over them.
Mm-hmm.
Can I pray over you today, Auntie?
Yes, you can.
Father God, I thank you on today, Lord, and I come to you humble. Father God, I thank you for my Auntie Sarah. She has been definitely a magnificent blessing in our lives, Lord. Father God, thank you for my Auntie Sarah, for her just still being here, still giving, encouraging us to do your will, encouraging us to open up our spirits, our hearts, and our minds, Lord, for we know nothing would be available without you, God. Father God, again, I thank you for her being there for us, loving us, Lord, with an understanding heart, Lord. With an understanding heart, Lord, we just thank you on today that you love, that you gave her a heart like Solomon to distinguish good and bad in us and still love us in spite of our own faults, Lord. Father God, thank you for this woman that she is still here and being a blessing to the whole family. She is the link. She is what keep us together. She is what keep us united, Lord. Father God, we thank you for today, yesterday, and tomorrow, Lord, because without you, we wouldn't have neither one of these days. I thank you for giving me a palate today, Lord.
Yeah.
I thank you for giving me a voice, Lord, for waking me up this morning, for me being a humble woman on high lands, Lord, I thank you.
Thank you,
because if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have this show. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have woken up this morning, Lord. Thank you for protecting me when I was at sleep last night, when I was in my most humble state, when I could have been attacked, when I was the most close to death, Lord. You came in the midnight hour and turned all things around for me.
Yes.
I thank you today, Father.
Yes.
I thank you today, Father, that my auntie can see me now.
Yes.
And she can hear me.
Yes.
But she can hear me worship you.
Oh, yes.
I thank you, Lord, that she can get, that you can get to victory today, Lord.
Oh, yes.
And that she can see that all those prayers that she
yes.
prayed for us,
mm-hmm.
that they was answered.
Yes.
You are available. You are available, Lord. You are always on time, Lord. And
yes.
I will continue to chase you. I will not despise the chasing enough, Lord, I see.
Yes. Oh, yes.
I'm so thankful, I see, that he blessed me.
Yes.
I'm so thankful, even in my hard times.
Yes.
Even in my hard times, I still got the will. I still got the will to get up and bless him.
That's right.
And get the victory on today, Auntie.
Mm-hmm.
I thank you for praying for us. Thank you for never giving up on us.
All right.
We get the victory today, y'all.
Yes.
All y'all that's tuning in, we get the victory on today. See how God can move?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
See how God can move?
Oh,
everybody
yes.
listening right now.
Mm-hmm.
Call me up, 347-850-1521. Pray over your family.
Because mm-hmm.
my auntie Sarah never stopped praying over us, and look what happened.
Oh,
God
yes.
gets the victory. He gets the first pickings. God
oh,
gets the
yes.
first pickings of everything.
Yes. Oh,
we planted the seed. Lord, Father God, I just thank you for continuing to bless me. Thank you for humbling me. Thank you for me being able to express myself in spite of how anybody may feel or think, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for letting me be me on today. Just today. In
yes.
Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I love you, Auntie.
I love you too, baby. I love you too.
I'm going to call you a little later after the show, okay?
All right, then, doll.
All right, bye, Auntie.
Bye.
Mm. Mm. You guys, look how beautiful it is that I can get my auntie up on my radio show, and she listening in live, and I can just pray over her. That woman has been with us through this family from a little girl from when we was born. She always been there. She's still here. Even my mother passed it. My grandmother passed it. She's still here. And every night I have a humble heart and I pray over her. But it was so good that my auntie get to see that I'm giving God the glory, not the world the glory, God the glory. I'm so thankful that God is making things available. See, I'm getting, that's why I do this show each and every day, Monday through Friday, you guys, 9 a.m. on the West Coast and 12 p.m. on the East Coast. We get our spiritual feeding on for 2 hours. God only asks you for 10% of your time. 10% of 24 hours is 2 hours and 40 minutes. You tuning in live to the show and we talking about the Lord and we witnessing with the Lord. And I'm not giving y'all my own personal experience. Every show comes out of the Bible. Every show comes from the women's Bible. We get the topic going on. We've been talking about dreams. God comes to you in your dreams and give you instructions. He give you warnings. He give you inspiration. God is so, so, so good. Because I never would have made it if it wasn't for the Lord. Never would have made it. Just imagine if my auntie wasn't praying for me and my own feeble thinking. Just imagine if she wasn't praying. And she is truly a woman of God. Her life consists of the Lord. That's it. There's no buts. There's no question. There's no question mark. There's no confusion. There's no ifs, ands, and buts. She worships the Lord no matter what. No matter what. And is a diva in her own stands. You got to get to know your purpose. Don't let it get to the point that it's never too late for God to love you and to bless you. But don't get to the point that you get down to your last, and you down and you out and you didn't, the drugs and got you down, you idolizing the world and got you down, everything that got you down, and now you want to call on the Lord. The Lord is always available to you. Yes, he is. He is. But you want to make sure you do right by the Lord. Because he always do right by you. He ain't there when you want him to be, but he always right on time. Y'all got to remember that. And I'm a witness on today. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We're getting our spiritual feeding on. We're going to get into this song because it's so appropriate right now. Marvin Sapp, Never Would Have Made It. And after that, I might be calling your phone next. Y'all stay tuned.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
tell them never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
About to call out to Nate Bell this morning, y'all. We never would have made it. Got it.
Hello?
Nathel, I love you and God bless you. I miss you so much, Nathel. I swear I do. God is so good, and he has blessed me on today to get in contact with my sister, Praise. I call you live from the show because I want to pray over you today. I know that you is definitely a woman of power, and you have been such an inspiration in my life. And to tell you the truth, a lot of times I don't even know what I was going to do without you. But I'm blessed, and you blessed too.
Aww.
I got this show called Spiritual Feeding. And on the second hour of the spiritual show, I call people out of the blue and say, I love you.
That is so sweet.
Oh, man, God has been so good, and I just want to take this time to say, you know what, God, continue to bless her. Continue to use her as a tool. She has been so faithful. She has, and even though it has not been, it's been a really bumpy road, but she don't despise the chastening of the Lord. Father God, I thank you for just being a part. She don't despise the chastening. She got her sneakers on, and she's chasing you, Lord. She is chasing you out of breath. Clinging, but she will follow you, Lord. Father God, cover her with the blood, cover her little man with the blood, cover her home, her situation, her finances with the blood. Give her favor, Lord. You are so wonderful. We magnify your name, SOS, all day, Lord. Father God, I thank you on today that I get to use this palette, this show, to call out and just pray over the ones that I love, I care for, and shout out to my enemies because I'm praying for you too. Father God, thank you for sending trouble my way because a lot of times God sends trouble our way to move us to high lands. And Nathel, now we humble queens on high lands. Girl, how does it feel?
Yeah, that's so good. Yes.
God is so good. What? Do y'all know how many times this woman has uplifted my spirit in like 2.5 seconds? She one of my connections. She in the grapevine. I need her. I need her to survive. Stand with me. Agree with me. We all are part of God's body. Girl, it don't stop. I love it. Nathel, you want to get some shout-outs? You want to pray over some people? You know how we get down, girl.
Only person I could really give credit to besides the God Almighty, because I done definitely hit a bunch of humps, and I always overcome all those obstacles. I just got to give thanks to him and my son. He's always there. And I know I get on his nerves, but he's a very, very big help for his mommy. So, Rajan, I definitely love you. And my son definitely knows I love him. I thank God for my mother, even though she's not here. She's resting in peace, but she taught me a lot of the things that I know, especially, you know, she passed a lot of wisdom on down for me. So I definitely thank God for her for that. And for all the people that's out there praying for me, for all the people that's out there wishing bad on me, you know, I thank God for the good and the bad. And at the end of the day, just all praises go to God. And that's the only person I can actually honor and give thanks to. You know, I do have friends and family out there that love and care about me and they pray for me too, but they still wouldn't be able to do what they do without God, without Christ.
That's right.
So all praises go to Almighty God. So, and I love everybody. So if anybody feel like they left out and I ain't saying nothing about them, I love you, smooches, and hi to everybody. Hey, boo. that's how I show my love to everybody. So it's all love over here. And thank you for calling and hitting me up and putting me on the spot, girl. I appreciate that.
Well, you know, I mean, I told you, no matter where I go, I'll never leave you behind. God is so good because no matter where you go, he just makes a way for us to get the praise out. He makes a way for you to hear the message. You got to know, and you know it. He loves you. He there. Girl, you planted them seeds a long time ago. Do you know your harvest is coming? What?
Oh, that sounds so good.
Your harvest is coming. It's coming, Nathel. It's coming. And it's going to bloom so crazy that it might just bloom you all the way up out of New Jersey. Your harvest is coming. You planted those seeds. And the good thing about you and what God is just saying to me right now, the good thing about you, when you planted those seeds, you continue to water those seeds with faith. Your faith is impeccable. You gave those seeds the most important ingredient. Ingredient is faith. God said your harvest is coming. You about to blow. You about to blow smooth past all the nonsense. I like how on Dreamgirls, you know that's my favorite movie. Girl, I've been playing music for Dreamgirls all day on there, and I'm gonna probably play one of the songs you like off of it if I got it in the arsenal, because I think I got all the songs uploaded so far. But I like when the lady said when Jimmy Early was going up to the front to holler at Nathel, and she put her foot in the middle of the bus. She said, "That back there was Harlem, and this up here was Hollywood. You ain't
I know that's
Hollywood.
Right.
Nathel, you Hollywood, girl." What's your favorite song off the Dream Girl soundtrack, the movie?
I know it's a Jennifer Hudson song. I can't think of the name of the song at this time, but she goes in on it's very inspirational. I actually left. I'm trying to think of exactly what's the name of it. And that's the thing, I have the freaking soundtrack at home because I used to listen to it over and over. Like,
is that it?
Say it again.
When she goes, "What about when I want? What about when I need?"
Yes. I think that's it. Is that what she was arguing with her brother and them?
With her brother?
I think that's when she was arguing with her brother and them.
No, that's I'm changing.
No, it's not I'm changing. It's not I'm changing. It's a different one she's saying.
One night only?
Yes. One night only, the slower version, because I know Beyonce's song, her version, but I love, I love her version. One night only is my song.
It's so great that we got 12 minutes left in the show, and you know why I'm uploading this right now, because it's not uploaded. It takes about 2 minutes to get uploaded. I want you to tell the people out there, because there's some people out there that's tuning in live, and they need inspiration on today. And a lot of people they've been rolled off, and, you know, they don't know what to do with themselves.
The best thing that I could tell somebody that, you know, because I can definitely relate, because at the end of the day, do never, ever trust a man. Even the Bible tells you, put your trust in God. Because when you trust a man, you get let down every time. Only thing you're going to get is disappointment and a lot of letdowns. So you put all your trust in God, trust him for everything. Let me tell you something, you might not even see it at the time. But he's doing his part. You just have to do yours. So if God said he's going to do something, just know he's going to do it. But at the same time, he can't give you what you need or what you want unless you ask for it. So pray to God, develop a relationship with him, by talking to him, praying to him, telling him your problems, going to him for everything, whether it's good, whether it's bad, if you hurt or whatever the case may be, you go in your little closet and you pray and you talk to him. And you tell him with it and believe that whatever you ask him for, he's going to follow through with it. But then after you come up out of that closet, you got to make one step. You got to at least make that first step to show God that you mean exactly what you asked for. So you do your part, and God going to do his, and stay prayerful. That's the only thing you can do.
We've been talking about dreams the whole week. I pick a topic and out of the Woman's Bible, and, you know, Nathan, I have seen my Woman's Bible. We've been talking about dreams all weekend. Today, topic is, you know, interpret, and the dreams being interpreted. And a lot of us, sometimes we go to a psychic. We want that instant internet answer. Like, we just want the internet answer. We want the instant gratification right then and now. Tell me what's going on with my mate, with the future of my mate, with the future of my kids, with the future of myself, my finances. But God frowns upon that. You know, he frowns upon that. I'm not going to take away from some of the psychics who may have a true ability and a true calling, you know, to be to predict the future. Some of them look at it as a gift and a curse at the same time. But, you know, a lot of time we just want that instant gratification as far as with psychics. You know, we go to the psychic, and a lot of times psychics, they play on your emotions. Like, they'll tell you general things like, oh, I see you having a baby in the future. Somebody that passed away that was close to you is protecting you. Duh. Everybody has that.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody. So what do you feel about psychics?
In my honest heart of hearts, I really do believe that there are some people that have connections to, you know, I would say another world. I do believe that there are some people who have certain abilities that other people don't. I don't know exactly how, I would say accurate or how deep, you know, it may be, but I believe that there are some people out there. The same way you got fakes and phonies, you do have some real people out there. Just like you have prophets, but you also have false prophets. So I definitely believe that there are people out here that do have that ability. But it's not that many. And to me, I just believe that's a really strong spirit of discernment. That's what I believe. God does give people the spirit of discernment, and everybody has it. It's about tuning in and tapping into that that ability. But some people are a little bit more gifted, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely do believe in it, but I would never resort to, when I was younger, I was really, like, infatuated with, like, ooh, psychic. But, as I've gotten older and I experienced some things and, you know, I've gained knowledge, I don't think I would ever turn to one of them for any information, because I feel like, well, God wants me to know, he will show me, he will tell me. So, you know, I don't knock anybody that does it, but it's just something that I just don't per se really agree to, I would say, involve myself in. So, but I definitely do believe in it. I believe in it. But like I said, the same way you got false prophets, you got prophets. So you do have that out there.
I like what you said about, you know, how you've grown more deep, you know, have a more understanding of, you know, God's spirit and God's will. And, you know, it being that we love God so much, we don't want to disappoint him or let him down, you know, and that's the big thing. And I honestly believe that there are people out there that's truly talented, truly gifted, but, you know, it's hard to see the phonies. You don't see it until later. But my thing with the psychic is, you telling me, oh, it's somebody hating on me, or it's a girl envious of me. I mean, not to toot my own horn, but come on now, I'm Diva Mary Kay. Duh, people is going to be envious of me. But why, you stone and you telling me, well, buy this stone, $100 stone. It came from Italy, it came from here, and it came from there, and blah, 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 and it'll protect you. But how? My thing is, I've been being protected all of this time without this stone that you're referring to. I've been protected all this time. Why do I need it now? I ain't trying to knock it down, but that's the hustle. That's the hustle right there. We get all caught up in our emotions. Oh, help me. Oh, save me. Oh, this. Oh, that. And, you know, we want to let a psychic predict our future. But how can a psychic predict your future? And God is the author and the illustrator of your book.
The author, the publisher, the illustrator, the copywriter.
Everybody. Like, anything.
Yeah. Yes. See, that's why they say he's the beginning and the end. Come on now.
Yes, he is. He
definitely.
Is the beginning of the end.
This is why I said a lot of us men, a lot of us people, we put our faith into men too much. And we rely on fellow men too much. Don't get me wrong. God does say that, you know, you are your brother's keeper. You are responsible for your brother and your sister, making sure they're okay. And we are supposed to be each other's support system and give each other advice. But if it's not coming from his word, then what's the purpose of you even giving the advice if it's not going to be from the word of God? That's
right.
Where you draw your strength. You draw your strength from your fellow brothers and sisters. But that also says, do not trust in nobody but me. So he is the word. And if you ain't trusting in the word, if the person ain't giving you the word, I don't care if they are psychic. You need not to take their advice. Period. You need not to take their advice, because 9 times out of 10, they going to hoodwink you, boo-boo, and you're going to be right back at square one, still trying to figure out why you ain't get the answers you really wanted. And I'm going to tell your ding-dong behind to go and listen to this foolish person. Nobody told you to do that. That's just like they say, you could take a horse to the water, but you can't make him drink. Or you could give a person advice, but it's up to them to take it. It's the same thing. If a person want to think that they being a help to you, let them think that. But you follow God. That's what that's what everybody mess up at. You follow God. You don't need nobody telling you what to do, because then you got two ding-dongs that's going to be all messed up. Just all lost in the pudding. Are you serious?
This song right here. Is it one night only or is it move? One night only is you want my love. Yeah, you said it right, because Beyonce did another one. But I got this song here. I think that I'm about to play it. You guys are now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. We getting our spiritual feeding on. After we come back from the song, we're going to go ahead and close the show out with a prayer. It's pray time, y'all. Make sure y'all stay tuned for later on tonight, 6 p.m. West Coast and 9 p.m. East Coast is Frontline Fridays. We getting it in as well. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, man. Let's go.
Yes, that's my song.
My devotion, you want my love and show right on the line. I have no doubt that I could love you forever. The only trouble is, you got one.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio, ENT. And make sure y'all give the praises up to the Lord, because you can probably only have one night only.
I know that.
Let's get
probably only
praise.
1 minute only.
Right, 1 minute only. Let's get into the prayer, y'all. We was talking about dreams all day today. I want to shout out to Kashmir. Shout out to Nate Bell. Shout out to my Aunt Sarah. Shout out to Jazzy. Shout out to Future Guru 100. Shout out to everybody that tuned in today. And we were talking about the dreams and the interpreter, but this is how we can apply that situation. Most of us have a heart for God, no doubt about it. But we want to be the 21st century change agents. We got our little, we want to change everything, but with that desire, we need to stay focused on glorifying God, y'all. The psychic network uses humans, you know, fatality to make money and make fools out of people. You know, we need to use God's wisdom to glorify him and help others. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to use God's wisdom to glorify him and help others. Is there someone today that you can help by passing on some of the wisdom God has given you? Can you help somebody by passing on some wisdom that God has given you? I ask you on that one today. I just want all hearts to be open, all minds to be clear. Don't worry about the kids. Put the belt down. Put the cheeseburger down. Turn the radio off. Open up your mind and your spirit. This is a quick meditation time. You see how my voice just got real low and calm? Because this is what it's all about. But when I'm talking about the Lord, my voice will be strong. Father God, our Father, we come before you this day to ask you for what would be the situation to what many call a dying world, Lord. Father, let your light so shine among us that all we see is you, Lord. Father God, we thank you for the privilege and the opportunity to serve you in this great hour where so many are seeking answers. We thank you for the opportunity to know that all our answers come from you and we don't have to spend a dime. Our payment is with prayers. Our payment is with faith. Our payment is with meditation and opening. That's free, Lord. Father God, we thank you that we don't have to spend our one dime for your blessing and for your praise and to get answers from you. We thank you that you know what we want before we even think about it, Lord. You are so wonderful, and you are to be magnified. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
You guys stay focused. We got a show going on later on tonight. I am your host, Diva Mary Kay. You are now tuned in to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. Look out. God has given me a blessing, y'all. Look out for Diva Spot, ENT TV. Y'all think I'm playing? It's going down. But y'all gotta watch it because y'all stepping to the bad side. I'm out of here, y'all.
Step into the bad side.
Step into the bad side. Step into the bad side.
Take
a mean ride. Mean ride. The smile I had is gone.
Those that feel are gonna pay.
Step into the bad side today.
Trusting them, my friend. Change our style, change our tone. Make the songs we sing our own.
Step into the bad side. Gonna take me right.
I bet you all the breaks you need. In 2 years, we'll be in the lead. Take it back, it's plain to see. Open your eyes and trust in me.
understood. Can't play fair, a beat to me. You gotta get way down and show your danger from me, took her down Tennessee.